Revelation chapter 2 and verse 6. The Lord Jesus Christ still addressing the church at Ephesus. And he says this, "But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of Nicolaitans, which I also hate." Revelation 2:6. Note the word "but." This comes after the previous section. "Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love." The word "yet" takes us back to the early part of the letter. Christ, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the churches, the one who knows all the deeds, the practices, the perseverance, the stand for him, and he commends it all, how they've endured hardship, they've suffered, but been persevering in their suffering, standing for the name of Christ, the person of Christ, the work of Christ, the gospel of Christ, and they've not grown weary, they've not given in, they've lasted. And yet, Christ has something against them. They had forsaken their first love. They were going on out of a sense of duty and form. They had the form of things, but no power, it seems, no love within it. And so Christ calls upon them to remember and repent and return and reform themselves according to his word to them. "Otherwise," he says, "I will come to you and I will remove the lampstand. I will take the light out. I will remove the church." And yet we get this. But despite this catalogue of bad things, this warning, this speaking of judgment and removal of candlestick, the lampstand, "but you have this in your favor." He commends them where he can. He can see where they're going wrong, but he sees past that, and he sees some good, and he commends it. He is a loving master, a kind and generous Lord. He is a good king over his people. He has eyes of blaming, a blazing fire. He has feet of burnished brass, and he is an awesome God. He is a terrible God in the right sense of the word. He is a sovereign Lord, and yet he is gracious. Brother and sister, kindly Christ is to us. How kind is our Master? How generous our Master is. He sees where we go wrong, and he brings it to us and calls us back to himself. It's out of love for us. And here he commends them for their, what? Their hatred. Well, that word won't come into the vocabulary today, will have many churches and many Christians. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild, is all candy floss and sugar, isn't it? It's all tinsel, isn't it? It's all happiness. It's all cream cakes and jolliness and happy times together. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ. "You hate," he says, "and I commend it to you. I commend you for it. I also hate. You're in line with me." Hating what? The practices of the Nicolaitans. Now, I myself have no idea of what this means. I don't know who the Nicolaitans are. I mean, some scholars might, I don't know. But I'm reminded somewhat of Paul's thorn in the flesh. I don't know exactly what the thorn in the flesh is. Was it eyesight for him? But for others, it might be breathing problems or balance or walking problems or whatever it might be. But the advantage of not knowing specifically and precisely what this problem is, that it suits many problems. Paul's thorn in the flesh. I don't know what your thorn in the flesh is, brother or sister, but Christ will give us one to prove his grace to us, to let us prove his grace. Same for me. We all have, and maybe at different times, it's different thorns in the flesh. And the Nicolaitans. Now, it's not only the principles of the Nicolaitans, it's the practices. Would it be immorality? Would it be a compromise of the gospel? Would it be idolatry? Would it be worldliness in somewhere? I don't know. But whatever it is, Christ commends this church for hating not only the principles but the practices of the Nicolaitans. And obviously it's shown. They've spoken about it. They've done something about it. Maybe they've separated these people from the assembly. They've separated from them. Come ye out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Paul writing to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 6 and 7. While Christ commends this church, brother and sister, we mustn't be as easy as an old shoe. We don't accept everything and anything. We are Bereans. We search the scriptures and see if these things are so. And where they're not so, where they're not in accord with scripture, whoever says it, however nice these people are, however clever these people are, however their reputation, whatever their big name, may we stand firm for Christ. Now, how do they get the name Nicolaitan? It could have been a nickname imposed upon them. It often is that way. It's given to them and they don't want it. But it could be that they actually want to follow a man. I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow this and that and the other. Oh yes, party spirit, names and sects and parties for. Thou, O Christ, art all in all. I don't want to follow any man-made doctrine, any man-made system, any man-made creed. I'm not speaking against people making a confession of faith and writing down their understanding of the gospel. I'm all for it. But it's God in his word. It's the Spirit of God through scripture that must be paramount. Of course, all the confessions will say that we're subsidiary standards. But the truth is, in many, many cases, the overwhelming number of cases, the writings, the doctrines of men, and the practices of men overrule the scripture. I don't want to be like that. I want to be a man under the authority of scripture. What saith the Lord? Well, Christ commends this church. I hope he'll commend me for standing. It's not popular to hate principles and practices against the gospel. It must be very pleasant, inverted commas, to be able to say yes to everybody. But there is a place for saying no. And I say again, the word hate comes twice in my verse. Christ hates, and he commends this church for hating. There is a place for this hatred in the gospel. If we love God, we shall hate Satan and all his works. Well, may God bless this thought to us. May we, brother and sister, be alive and awake and alert to know error when we see it and turn from it and to show our distaste for it in principle and here in practice. And may it be rooted out of me, whatever it might be, that displeases God. Search me, O God, try my heart, know me, search me and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting, for Christ's sake. Amen.